corridor spans the entire northwest region, so it will facilitate Sligo and Donegal as well as Derry and Tyrone. And there are members already on the partnership from right across the region. I've been working with Martina Anderson throughout the most recent election campaign as something that, and using this as something that we wanted to prioritise in terms of the Northwest region. But now we're hoping that we can enlist the support of political representatives from across the board. It's a very ambitious proposal. It deserves the support of every elected representative, particularly in the Northwest region. It has the potential to create hundreds of high-end graduate and research and development jobs.
It's early days yet, but what sort of response are you receiving?
I have to say, when we're speaking to representatives, the goodwill seems to be there. We just need that backed up by action and firm action and firm commitment. And this is an ideal way for the government to show that it is committed not only to cross-border development but also to job creation initiatives for the Northwest. The beauty of this is its simplicity in terms of what's needed, because this is a partnership that's being led by industry and health-related statutory bodies. So all they're looking from politicians is our support and our endorsement and some funding in terms of getting off the ground. I don't think that's too much to ask. And certainly when you look at the counties involved with such high unemployment rates and counties that have been starved of real infrastructure development for too long, this is an ideal way that we can try and do something to address that need.